WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 41 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Almost $47,000 were raised last night at the benefit for the wounded Bryan firemen and the families of those killed recently in the Knights of Columbus Hall fire. Shipwreck Grill owner Wade Beckman calls the results staggering and said they feel very blessed to live in an area as generous and rich in community as Bryan College Station. He says the fundraising team boiled a total of about 2,500 pounds of crawfish. A College Station man convicted of stabbing his ex-girlfriend's mother to death has been sentenced to life in prison without parole. The jury determining punishment in the Stanley Robertson capital murder trial spent parts of 3 days to decide. Brazos County District Attorney Jarvis Parsons visited with jurors following their decision.
I don't want to kid anybody. There's a goal that I set not only for myself, but for this office, that when we say that we are going to do something, we go out and get it. And so in that aspect, it was disappointing because we didn't get the verdict that we wanted. But throughout this process, the defendant is never going to be out of prison. He's been the rest of his life behind bars. He'll have to think about exactly what he did and what he took from this earth in the life of Annie Tolliver.
The punishment phase lasted 3 weeks, with deliberations taking place over the course of 3 days. For the last 12 months, a College Station City Committee has discussed proposed changes to parking in residential neighborhoods. The City Council takes possible action during tonight's meeting.
As a result of many neighborhoods that are now dominated by renters with several residents per home, there are more vehicles parked on narrow streets, causing concerns that ambulances and fire trucks can't get through. Recommendations made by a task force of members of the Council and Planning and Zoning Commission includes requiring off-street parking to one space for each bedroom in a single-family home, remove street parking when the city's traffic management team believes there's a safety concern, and when there's no safety concern, leaving the issue to a private process, such as deed restrictions and covenants. For new developments, requirements for adequate parking would include wider streets and off-street parking access by alleys. The council is being asked to create new city ordinances, which would include public hearings, followed by action this summer from P&Z and the council. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Bryan's current mayor is aware of allegations raised by a former police chief. Jason Bianski was asked about comments that Bryan is a racist city, which were made by Ty Morrow on a campaign video.
Yeah, I'm not much into YouTube, Scott, and have heard about the comments on there. I'm disappointed, but there's nothing we could comment on officially in regards to Ty Morrow on this incident.
There was a separation agreement when Morrow left Bryan. Bianski says the city attorney will decide whether Morrow's statement constitutes a violation.
There was an agreement, and so if a city attorney thinks there was something violated, I think the city will look into that.
Morrow is running for mayor of Freeport. He filed for political office after he was relieved of his duties as police chief of the Gulf Coast City. The Texas A&M system is expanding the use of a private company to provide facility support services. The company chosen for the flagship campus last year has a letter of intent to perform similar duties at 16 additional campuses. Chancellor John Sharp says the system will save $92 million during the 12-year contract period. This agreement outsources building and landscape maintenance and custodial services. The College Station campus is also in its first year of outsourced food service, but it's among the last in the system to privatize that function. Only Galveston has an in-house food service. And Saturday morning, the walls of the latest Habitat for Humanity home will be raised. This five-bedroom home is a tribute to former President George H.W. Bush. Students of the Bush School of Government at A&M were involved in fundraising and will be providing most of the volunteer labor. Habitat was also represented at this week's Bryan City Council meeting, where approval was given to waive more than $12,000 in fees. Director of Properties Jim Davis says this applies to the 24 lots in the New Faith subdivision, located off of East Martin Luther King Jr. Drive between Military and Bradley.
We would like for it to be as early as possible in that we have filed the final plat, but it's not been recorded because this problem with fees has to be settled before we can go one way or the other.
Saturday morning ceremony will begin at 8. WTW News time is 8:10. It's 41 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We all enjoy good old-fashioned customer service. Pioneer Steel understands this. And when you walk into their door, you're not just the next customer. You're an established relationship that extends much beyond that. Family owned and operated since 1943, Pioneer continues to serve its friends and customers with premium quality products and highly personalized service. For your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs, trust Pioneer Steel to get the most out of your investment. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
810, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
Got sunshine, cool temperatures coming up over the next several days, a bit milder later on in the weekend. Mostly to partly sunny for today, 55 to 60. Tonight clear and dropping back to the mid to upper 30s. Mostly sunny on Friday, again about 55 to 60, and then clear at night, 36 to 40. We're mainly sunny on Saturday, high temperature mid 50s. It should be a bit milder on Sunday. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, but it's not going to be any less windy. This is just amazing. I mean, you know, I'm beyond flight kite flying age.
It's okay.
Close enough.
I like that English. Once I get the hang of it, it's going to be so much fun to speak that. But anyway, and be aware of, you know, just don't do stupid stuff like throw your cigarette butts out the window, okay?
Yeah, I mean, that would be bad.
But on a day like today, you shouldn't. And again, for the next 4 or 5 days. Jenna Kiosky is here this morning from the city of Bryan. How are you today?
I am fine. How are you?
Wonderful. You brought a guest with you.
I did. I brought Chad Eichsman, who is our Bryan City Marshal.
Oh, gotcha. Chad, step up to the mic there. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Good. Did they tell you that you're going to have to play Jethro trivia?
Yes, but I'm not very good at trivia.
That's okay. So
I think Jenna was going
to
do that for me.
Now, there's two things. Now, you'll get to play, but the thing is there's no wagering and there are no prizes involved, so it doesn't really matter, see?
I really can't lose then.
No, you can't. That's what I mean. It's a good deal. Jethro trivia is our oddly informative little news quiz where we ask you a question about pop culture or current events. Fun to play, easy to win, and again, there's no gambling involved. So this is what we'll do. Is Chad, we'll give you, since you're company, we'll give you a chance to answer last.
Okay.
And you can share an answer with any of the other people who have played before. So today, Kat, I think you'll go first, and then it'll be Kevin's turn, then Jenna's turn, and then Chad. So here we go. Today's question has to do with security alert. Oh, so we have the city marshal here, so that works out well. Now we're going to put the pressure on him. A new investigative report has uncovered potential security issues with which federal agency? Is it A, the FBI, B, the IRS, C, the CDC, or D, the Center for Mysterious Acronyms? Once again, is it A, the FBI, B, the IRS, C, the CDC, or D, the Center for Mysterious Acronyms? Okay, what do you say, Kat?
I'll just go with IRS just because.
Yeah,
because
everybody thinks of
right
them.
Now.
Oh, they're annoying for people all the time, actually. Oh, I didn't say that.
Well, I filed my taxes yesterday.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, good luck with that. Hope that works out for you. Okay, Kevin?
Bye-bye.
FBI, okay. All right, Jenna?
I'm going to go with FBI.
All right, as well. Okay, and Chad?
I think since it's tax season, I'm going to go with IRS.
Okay, the answer is none of those. Everybody loses today. It's the CDC. According to an investigative report, labs at the Center for Disease Control and Prevention have been repeatedly cited by government auditors for failing to secure dangerous and infectious pathogens.
Boo.
Isn't that their job? CDC has long refused to release copies of its own lab inspection reports. In other words, they inspect their labs and then they don't tell us how clean or dirty they are. Okay, I just say, you know, just go back home, pull the blanket over your head, wrap yourself up in the fetal position, and don't go out again, right? Because the CDC's not taking care of their stuff. Anyway, so Jenna, what do we got going on today?
Oh, well, Chad is here. As you know, both the City of Bryan and City of College Station have the warrant roundup beginning, and so he's going to visit a little bit about what that is and what it entails, and it starts this Saturday, I believe.
Yep. Chad, thanks for coming in. Now it's time to talk business and why you're really here.
All right. Well, thank you. Yeah. Like Jenna said, we're starting the warrant roundup this Saturday. We sent some notices out, did a press conference on February 15th. This is the 7th annual statewide warrant roundup. And this is, I just want to take the opportunity to remind people they still have a last-minute opportunity to voluntarily come in and take care of their unpaid, unresolved traffic warrants, traffic tickets. and get those taken care of before they're subject to arrest beginning March 2nd.
Yeah, you start being not nice to them on March the 2nd, right?
That's right. Yeah. We've given plenty of opportunities to take care of it, and a lot of people just need to come in and take care of their business because, like I said, beginning March 2nd, officers from every agency around will be jointly going out in great forces trying to find those people who have failed to take care of their stuff.
Now, there had been a time when you did everything in concert with College Station, but that has changed, right?
Yes, we've both gone together and agreed to cooperate with the statewide agency. Now, every court does their own individual stuff differently, but we are going out in forces together with Bryan, College Station, all the local area police departments, marshal's office, constables, sheriff's department. Everybody will be working together to help take care of these active warrants for all the agencies.
Okay, so maybe people don't know, and if they don't know, how do they ask to find out if they would be in trouble?
They need to call whatever court they think they might have something outstanding in. Okay. If it's Bryan, call the Bryan Municipal Court. If it's College Station, call the College Station Municipal Court. There is no harm in asking, and you won't go to jail for asking, and we can give you the information you need to take care of your case before going to jail.
Okay, and you've just started dating someone. No, don't call with their name. You have to find out in other ways if they're in trouble. While you're here, boy, that was a bad thing to say, wasn't it?
Okay. Yeah, you know they're going to get called.
Yeah,
now.
They will now. All right. Well, while you're here, though, explain a little bit about what the city marshal does.
The city marshal is assigned to the municipal court. We're court security for the judges and the staff at the municipal court. We are then responsible for following up with those cases that are unresolved, try to get people to come in and comply with the orders of the court. If it results in an arrest warrant, then we go actively seek those people and bring them before the judge so they can answer why they haven't complied with the court orders.
And you're a full sworn officer of the law. I mean,
Absolutely.
That's, you know, you're just like a police officer, but you have other duties
Absolutely.
Beyond that,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir, just different duties.
Sure, understand. Okay. All right, we got anything else going on, Jenna?
No, just that spring is around the corner, and so be on the lookout for some neat activities and programs that our Parks Department will have. I know this weather kind of fools us otherwise, but like I said, spring's around the corner, and so we'll have some more activities to get us outdoors.
Sure, absolutely. All right. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks.
Yep, we visit with folks from the City of Bryan on Thursdays. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving all your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have. And with whom? Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
John Rainey joins us this morning from Austin State Rep. How are you this morning, John?
Doing great, Scott.
Good. I know you had to step out of an Appropriations Committee hearing to speak with us. I appreciate you giving us that time. So what are we hearing about today in your world?
Well, I'll just tell you what we did yesterday, and then we can talk a little bit about appropriations if you'd like. We had a higher education hearing yesterday afternoon. We considered four bills, most of them dealing with the movement of people from community colleges and junior colleges and the ease of getting them into the four-year colleges. And also some discussion about the certificate programs and transfer of credits back to the junior college so that a student who didn't complete a certificate but then went on to senior college gets a certificate from junior college if he so desires based on his transactions at the four-year school.
And while we're talking about that, I'd like for you to kind of expand on comments that Dan Branch made yesterday. He's the chairman of the Higher Education Committee. And he had a news conference and said that while major university systems have endorsed the idea of being able to tie graduation rates to funding, he thinks that there might also be some people, though, who are working behind the scenes to put the brakes on this.
Well, there may be. I haven't had anybody contact me about it, but I certainly understand that there could be let's see how I would put that. There could be a reason not to do it just from the standpoint of if we're tying it to production, then maybe production increases so you get more money, if you see what I'm saying.
Sure, certainly.
And that kind of bugs me. That's the same reason I'm a little bit concerned about about the junior colleges, the number of certificates they present has something to do with their funding. I'm not exactly sure at this point what that is, but it does affect their funding, and they want more certificates issued. Because that's part of their funding. Every government organization that's funded through some kind of performance wants to increase that performance so they can get more money.
Sure, yeah, right. Well, under the current...
Just like I want to increase my sales.
Sure. Under current policy, a lot of the funding for the colleges is based on the enrollment figures. Now, and what's a little bit of history, in 2011, Branch helped pass a law that allowed the legislature to base 10% of its higher education appropriations on the graduation rates, but now he's got to persuade the budget writers to follow up on that formula, and the State Higher Education Coordinating Board has endorsed the idea based on the report from the committee.
Scott, I'm on appropriations, but we have not heard Article 3, which has to do with education. I don't know what they've done. Mm-hmm. I will check on that through Committee Chairman John Otto, sub-chairman who handles Article 3, and I will check on that and let you know next week.
Great.
I've been so busy with what I've been doing, I haven't been able to keep up with what's going over there. Well, I do know from having had visits with A&M personnel, they seem to be pretty happy with what's happening.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, so now what else has got? Have you got to take care of the rest of this week, and then before we speak again next week, what's on your agenda?
Well, I think that when we get through with appropriations today and go into session, then today will probably be the end. We won't meet tomorrow. I'll probably be home tonight. I'm going to the Right to Life dinner tonight, and I've got something tomorrow night. I don't even know what it is. It's not on my calendar, but I know I do.
You do stay busy when you're back in the district.
That's
for sure.
And I always enjoy seeing people in the district because there's where I get the good information. I get the advice that I need.
Right.
That's what it's all about. If people don't tell me what they think, then I'm just winging it on my own. And I do have thoughts. I sure do. But I like to hear what the voters and the people of Brazos County feel about each issue.
Yeah, that's why it says representative in the title, right?
That's right.
There you go. Hey, John, thanks for the time this morning.
Always good to talk to you, Scott.
All right, thank you. That's John Rainey calling us from Austin this morning. We'll visit with Kyle Cassell, by the way, tomorrow at this time.
There are lots of options for book, music, and movie lovers these days, but I'm sticking with my favorite bookstore, Half Price Books. I love real books, page turners that give me the feel, the smell of the genuine article. When I go into Half Price Books, it's an adventure. I find things that I didn't even know I wanted, but I can't pass them up. Hey, when almost everything's half price or less, I find a world of treasures I can't resist. Unusual things I might not find anywhere else because they're buying from the public every day, and the collectible shelf is always my first stop. Plus, at Half Price Books, they can search their entire national inventory to find other things you may be looking for or suggest alternative titles and authors. These folks at Half Price Books, they are the experts. So make it your own adventure. Check out your neighborhood Half Price Books today. On University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at halfpricebooks.com.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW in the studio with Joshua Buckley from our friends a little to the south anyway. Moody Gardens, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Very good, thank you. Now, we did the Christmas thing.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys have events also through the spring and summer, yes?
Yeah, spring break's right around the corner, and so we're encouraging people to come down. It's a short little drive. People are going to be coming down to the beach anyway, so swing on by Moody Gardens for a day of fun.
And even for the grown-ups, because I know you've got a beautiful golf course there.
Oh, yeah, the golf course is in great shape, too, because we're seated in pospolum, and so that means it thrives off the salt water. So while all the other golf courses are experiencing stuff because of the drought, ours is in amazing shape.
Very cool. You got the pyramid, which is the rainforest.
Yeah, we actually have the three of them. So we have the rainforest pyramid with the free-roaming monkeys and birds. And our monkeys are kind of famous. They were on Good Morning America painting on iPads to pick the Super Bowl. Unfortunately, they bet their life savings on the 49ers.
Oh.
That didn't work out so well. And then we have our aquarium pyramid with the sharks, penguins, and seals. And our discovery pyramid right now has Jam Remastered, which teaches you the science of music.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
All that and a whole lot more, of course, going on through the course. And then they can find out more on your website for what's to plan maybe summer vacations.
Yeah, it's moodygardens.org. They can buy ticket packages at a discount, in fact, and book a room in our Four Diamond Hotel, which is just finishing getting renovated.
And anything fabulous in the giant theater that you guys have?
We actually have a new film starting on March 8th. It's called Flight of the Butterflies 3D. It's pretty unique for our theater. And as you mentioned, we're pretty big, largest screen in Texas. Yeah, 8 stories tall. And the only large screen theater with 11.1 surround sound in the country. But Flight of the Butterflies 3D is pretty awesome. It tracks monarch butterflies and how they migrate up to Canada and then come back to Mexico. And they actually come through this area, which is pretty neat.
To find out more, all again, one more time with the website?
moodygardens.org, or you can call 1-800-582-4673.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the time, man.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate it.
Down there.
New economic data. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. It turns out the economy did not contract at the end of last year, but it barely grew. A new government estimate says the gross domestic product expanded at an annual rate of 0.1% in the fourth quarter. Another report from Washington suggests the job market improved a bit last week, with new claims for unemployment benefits falling by 22,000 to 344,000. Initial filings have been down in 3 of the last 4 weeks. The futures are pointing a little bit higher ahead of the Thursday session on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrials are within 100 points of their all-time closing high after yesterday's 175-point rally. Wendy's posted stronger quarterly results. The restaurant chain's profit got a huge boost from a tax benefit. Wendy's sales fell just shy of estimates. And still no signs of compromise in Washington, where big cuts in federal spending are set to take effect tomorrow unless there's a compromise. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
Marketing works great for small business, and Constant Contact email marketing works best of all. How do we know? Because we have something the other guys don't have. Proof. According to an independent study, small businesses that use Constant Contact get 36% more of their emails opened and 60% more responses. The result? A whopping 29% more revenue. Put Constant Contact email marketing to work for your small business. Go to ConstantContact.com to sign up for a free trial today.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
The Aggie Report is next.
Last, but last.
Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the coaching staff. To win, you have to make sure your team is strong at every position. We understand. As a workers' comp provider, our first responsibility is helping businesses protect their employees so they can stay on the job. So, coach, even though we're glad you're telling your team to focus on training and equipment and technique, we have to wonder, have you been reading our playbook? Come see us at TexasMutual.com.
Texas A&M went on the road last night and played in Oxford, Mississippi at Tad Smith Coliseum against Ole Miss. Ole Miss would end up winning the game 82-73. The two then will split the two games this year, A&M winning at Reed earlier in February, and then Ole Miss winning it last night 82-73. Highlight for A&M was Elston Turner again. He had 37 at Reed against Ole Miss. He scored 25 last night. Went 10 for 17 from the floor, 4 out of 8 at the three-point line, including this shot. The Aggies got that rebound, long pass down here, and it goes back to the corner. Fake a shot, E.T., fader, good! He just hit another one, and that was an off-balance shot. He put his man in the air, took one bounce, went fine, pulled up, fader, good, 14-7. That was an early shot then by Turner, who again finished with 25. 82-73, the final. The Aggies come home on Saturday night to take on South Carolina, 5:30 broadcast time. 6 o'clock game time. Be there to support the team. I'm Dave South, and that's your Aggie Report.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW as we continue through the season of the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra. Mary's here this morning. Let's talk first non-music because you have the Premier Market coming up. That's something that is it's neat when you do something for the first time.
Absolutely, and this is the very first time that this is going to happen, and it's called the Premier Market. But what it is, it's basically we have merchants from around the state with designer goods, with home accessories, with things for the guys, things for the gals, everything you can want. So that's going to be March 22nd and 23rd at the Brazos Center, and so you've just got to come because it's going to be wonderful. We've completely filled it with merchants. It's just going
to
be great.
That'll be fun, and obviously the proceeds go to help the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra, and the maestro is here this morning. Our next program, good morning. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm doing well, Scott. Thanks.
Good. March 3rd, Rudder Theater, 5 o'clock. And one of the things that I went through to look at the program, and I guess is part of building a program that you always want to put a piece in that's familiar to a lot of people?
Well, good. Very good.
Well, I know. I looked at the Firebird Suite, which I think is something that a lot of people do recognize. If they can't name it, they go, oh, yeah, and they can tap their toe along with it.
Yeah, that's exactly it. You try to put things that are somewhat unknown and things that are familiar, particularly with the average concert goer, orchestra audience. And so in this program, I actually tried to put together behind all the program, there is a link that connect these works. It's essentially virtually every one of those pieces were based on a literary source. Most of them with some sense of magic to it. But it's somewhat different from the traditional Brahms, Beethoven, Mozart, which is great also, but that you see all the time. As you remember last concert that we did, we have a very different program, completely different, which was a blast. And actually, maybe give a little sneak peek in next year's. We are also thinking in bringing a guitarist, one of the best known international female guitarists.
Oh, really? Oh, very good. That. Excellent. That'll be
good. So that's what we are trying to do.
And looking at the program, I also see we're familiar with Ravel, but I didn't know that there was a Mother Goose Suite, for instance.
That's right, yes. And the first piece also, the Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun, was composed by Debussy based on a poem by a French a poet. So all of these pieces, and the piece that Kaylee Kolick is singing with us, is also based on a poem of a Brazilian composer.
Now, you mentioned Kaylee, and this is her debut with the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra.
This is her debut in a subscription season, yes. Yeah. So I think there's a beautiful future for her, and we would like to be part of that.
Certainly. Well, so we invite you all out. That'll be at 5 o'clock on March the 3rd at Rudder. Mary, let's go ahead and ask people and maybe mark their – Maestro, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
Let's mark our calendar, save the date, because obviously an event that has been very successful is coming up, and that's Derby Days.
Absolutely. The 10th anniversary of Derby Day is May the 4th. Right now, we're taking reservations for tables and just for one someone just to come and not take a table. It's going to be the best ever. You're going to feel like you're in the middle of the Churchill Downs. The race will be going on around you, around the outside of the Hilton Ballroom. It's going to be something you've never seen before. Derby Day looks completely different as far as all the wonderful visuals you're going to be seeing. So this is the one to come to. Get your reservation now.
All right. If they want some information or reservations, what do they do?
Just call 979-696-6100. It's the Symphony office, or go to bvso.org.
All right. The folks from the Brazos Valley Symphony with us on Newstalk 16.
Don't spend another spring or summer family vacation with discontent kids in the car for hours on end. This year, bring vacation to your own backyard with Lion Home Products. Lion Home Products will create your own permanent vacation spot without all the hassle. Lion Home Products has everything you need to create the perfect outdoor kitchen and barbecue setting, offering custom gas grills, patio heating, fire pits, and custom fireplaces. Visit lionhomeproducts.com. That's L-Y-N-E, homeproducts.com, or call 229-9051 today.
WTAW News Time is 8:33. It's 42 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Red Velvet Inn, a colorful and unique bed and breakfast in the heart of Navasota. Go to redvelvetinn.com. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. The city attorney in Bryan is looking into the separation agreement made with former police chief Ty Morrow. That's after Morrow accused Bryan of being a racist city. His statements were part of a YouTube video in his campaign for mayor of Freeport. Bryan Mayor Jason Bayinski says he's heard about the video and has no official comment.
I hear he's running for mayor up there in Freeport. Should have called me first. I could tell him about the pros and the cons of that position, but wish him well in his endeavors. And again, you know, those are some things that are in our past, and I'm very, very proud and supportive of our current police chief, Chief Eric Buskey. He's done a wonderful job for the citizens of Bryan.
Morrow also has a separation agreement with Freeport after being relieved of his duties as police chief a month ago. 2 weeks of testimony and parts of 3 days went into the decision by the Brazos County District Court jury to decide punishment for Stanley Robertson. The College Station man convicted of capital murder for stabbing his ex-girlfriend's mother was sentenced to life in prison without parole. Prosecutors had sought the death penalty.
We respect the jury's verdict and respect the process that they went through and going through all that stuff. It's a tough job being a juror, especially in a case like this. They handled it professionally.
District Attorney Jarvis Parsons says it was an honor to fight for the victim and her family.
Annie Tolliver was a forgiving lady, a person who prayed with whoever and would give the shirt off her back for anybody. And essentially, she wanted to make sure that her grandkids had school clothes to start school with. And that's what started this whole thing.
Yesterday's decision wrapped up a trial that began January 6th with the start of jury selection. Sidewalk, streets, and condos are part of tonight's agenda for the College Station City Council.
It's been a year since the City Council received a citizen request to provide a sidewalk that meets the Americans with Disabilities Act in the Eastgate neighborhood. The council has been asked to approve a 6-foot-wide sidewalk along Dexter between Park Place and Winding Road that allow a path along Dexter from Winding Road to George Bush Drive. The council has also been asked to approve a contract to build an 8-foot sidewalk along University from the new fire station to Texas. As new high-rise student housing is built in Northgate, the council will consider paying 1/5 of the cost of rebuilding Church Street from University around what's been a curve going to the west. The private developer will pay the remainder. And the latest multiple-unit housing project for council considerations not in Northgate. Developers are asking for rezoning off Southwest Parkway near Welburn to build 53 condo units. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A&M System Chancellor John Sharp says outsourcing 800 jobs last year in Brazos County resulted in saving money without losing quality of services provided or employee jobs. That performance has led to the system hiring the same company to outsource facility support services to 16 more campuses. During the next 12 years, Sharp says the system will save $92 million in custodial services and landscape and building maintenance. Food service is not part of the agreement because all campuses except Galveston are already served by private companies. Business at this week's Bryan City Council meeting included a continuance of waiving fees for homes built by Habitat for Humanity. Director of Properties Jim Davis thanked the council for waiving more than $12,000 in fees in the Faith subdivision.
Right now we've got houses that we have finished and we're not able to sell them to the homeowners because of the plat not having been recorded.
Saturday morning at 8, the walls of one of the homes in the new subdivision will be raised. Students in the Bush School of Government at A&M are providing most of the volunteer labor and did fundraising for a 5-bedroom home as a tribute to former President George H.W. Bush. About 2,500 pounds of crawfish were served last night at the Shipwreck Grill, which generated about $47,000 for the firemen injured and families of those killed in the recent Knights of Columbus Hall fire. Chad Hanks, a Bryan officer, event organizer, and owner of the Crawfish Hole, said it was an awesome event for a great cause and truly inspirational seeing the outpouring of support for our local heroes. WTOW News Time is 8:38. It's 42 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Whether you need a staycation, planning for fall's upcoming football season, or any special occasion you can think of,
Think the Red Velvet Inn. The Red Velvet Inn is not your typical average run-of-the-mill stay. This is an ultra-unique, colorful, pet-friendly bed and breakfast in the heart of downtown Navasota, just 15 minutes south of College Station and an hour north of Houston. Saturated with history, the Red Velvet Inn is a must-stay. They even donate a percentage of their profits to local dog rescues. Look them up today at redvelvetinn.com or call 979-777-5584.
February is National Dental Health Month, and Aaron's Family Dentistry wants to keep your teeth healthy with a free Sonicare toothbrush. Visit Aaron's Family Dentistry on Facebook, click like, and you're automatically entered to win a free Sonicare toothbrush. Winners will be posted on the Aaron's Family Dentistry website at the end of February. Since 1984, Dr. Jim and Karen Aaron's have been committed to the dental health of the Brazos Valley. Schedule your checkup and professional teeth cleaning today.
Call 268-1407, like us on Facebook, or visit aarentsdds.com. That's aarentsdds.com.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. April 15th is quickly approaching. Have you filed your tax return? It's not too late to schedule an appointment with Bowman Business and Tax Services. We have been preparing an e-filing tax return since 1987 and are now a Dave Ramsey endorsed local provider. Call us today at 696-6776 and let us provide you with the assurance that your return has been professionally prepared. We guarantee fast and accurate service. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776.
The Junior League of Bryan College Station is hosting the 2013 Bargain Blitz on Saturday, March 2nd at the Brazos Center. But you can get first pick of items on Friday, March 1st at 6 p.m. or come early on Saturday. Doors open at 8:30. For information, visit jlbcs.org.
Here's David Schulte talking about installation.
Most roofing problems start with the installation. So many people are focused on product and what kind of warranty they get with the product, but they don't ask about the installation procedure, the installation techniques, the installer himself, the experience of the company, and how they can back that up. They kind of stop at product and don't look at the whole roofing experience as a package.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof.
We interrupt this program to bring you great financial news. Get double, yes, double your down payment or your tax refund only at Sterling Auto Group. Sterling Auto Group will double your down payment or your tax refund up to $6,000. You heard right. Your $3,000 tax refund becomes $6,000 toward the purchase of any select new GMC, Buick, or Cadillac in stock. Why wait for Uncle Sam when you can double your tax refund now and drive home a new GMC, Buick, or Cadillac from Sterling Auto Group for thousands less? 2013 Buick Verado with 2 years scheduled maintenance, 2 years OnStar and Sirius XM radio. Just $199 a month. Plus, Sterling Auto Group wants your current trade, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth, regardless of make, miles, or condition. Get 0% APR for 72 months or $5,000 cash back on select models. Nobody delivers more for less than Sterling Auto Group. Sterling Auto Group, 205 North Earl Runner Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-5555 or online at sterlingautogroup.net.
24 month lease, 12,000 miles per year, 2190 due at signing, plus TTL and fees. With approved credit, 0 APR, 1389 per thousand finance. Offers not in combination. All incentives to dealer.
Aggie owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
842, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-292-9777-5-2-WAY.
High pressure will dominate our weather here for the next several days, in fact, into the weekend, giving us plenty of sunshine. Now we'll see sunshine with a few scattered clouds around through today, and temperatures for this afternoon about 55 to 60. For tonight, clear skies and a bit chilly overnight, down between 35 and 39. Mostly sunny on Friday, 55 to 60. Clear skies, upper 30s at night, and more sunshine coming up Saturday, temperatures mostly in the mid-50s. I'm Gary Bass, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Oh, I know this song anywhere.
Yeah, I know.
Why are you playing it? Well, is there exciting news?
I don't know about that. Spending a year of your life building a Lego replica of
Hogwarts. Oh, I saw that.
Yeah. I don't even know what any of that. I know what Legos are. Okay.
Okay.
That's it.
Well, that's to your credit.
Okay. Seattle area Lego builder Alice Finch unveiled in October what just might be the largest Lego structure built by a single person, a near-complete mini rendition of the Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. Okay. 'Cause, you know, they need more publicity. I think J.K. Rowling only made $700 million last year, so we need to help her out, poor dear. High-quality photos are just now hitting the internet. There's a reason it's been nearly 5 months between the LEGO convention BrickCon in October and the online unveiling. Assembling such a huge structure in the family living room and taking decent pictures, virtually impossible. I wonder how old Alice's children are. Mom, could you move the damn castle so we can watch TV?
I don't know, but it's big.
Well, she might not have children. She's probably a grad student trying to avoid work. That's my only, that's my personal opinion.
You know, I'm going to just say that.
It sounds like something a graduate student would do.
That's a dead-on kind of thing. Yeah, it's a dead-on kind of thing. Yeah, the whole part about probably a grad student and, yeah.
That's what we do, waste time and eat ramen noodles.
That's right, and not go to work. There's no world of work out there for you. 400,000 bricklets, it says here. So, there you go. What'd you do? Did you go look at it? Is that what you did, Kevin?
Yeah, it's gargantuan.
There's your website for you folks today if you need to find something to do. If you've got a stack of work to do, just say the hell with it. I'm going to go look at the Hogwarts Lego whatever.
Yeah. Today's Friday Junior. I mean, come on.
Oh, very good. Friday Junior, yeah. And it's also Tooth Fairy Day. And what else did we say it was?
I don't know. Well, it's Friday Junior every, day of the week.
This thing is every bit of 10 feet tall.
Wow.
It's gargantuan.
Okay. A Fort Lauderdale, Florida business didn't have goods such as jewels or cash or other typical valuables stolen. But what went missing is still a hot commodity. That would be used cooking oil. So to crack the caper, employees at the Green Wave Oil Company cooked up, hear that, to a plan.
They're going to fry somebody.
To catch the cooking oil culprits using two-way radios, handheld video recorders. Employees conducted a stakeout and followed the suspect.
Did they dust the ground with flour?
I'm not sure how they did that. Police said that they charged two women with burglary to a business and larceny in connection with the stolen cooking oil. The cooking grease the company collects from restaurants is converted into biodiesel. So these women may, in fact, be responsible for Hurricane Sandy, if you think about that. Because as a result, they couldn't create biodiesel with his oil, and so as a result, they had to burn that other dirty nasty, which probably led to climate change, and putting all that crap in the air, and that's what caused the hurricane. So I'd lay it on her. What do you think? I'm not sure.
No. Maybe in California you could
just turn Al Gore loose on him.
There you go. Aww. Anna Garrett, who is a language arts... He was on my favorite television... favorite radio show, Wait, Don't Tell Me, last week. And they're talking to him, and Peter Sagal, who's the host, says, now our guest is Al Gore. Al Gore has won an Emmy. He's won the Pulitzer, or an Oscar or something. He won the Pulitzer.
Is this a different Al Gore?
No. And he's won like the Nobel Peace Prize and stuff. He said, is there anything you ever wanted that you didn't win? And they launched into the presidential campaign. Anna Garrett, a language arts teacher at middle school in Bradenton, Florida, had an idea to get her sixth graders to spell better. She told kids to use their finger to trace the letters of misspelled words on sandpaper.
Good.
She used 60 grit paper, which is fairly coarse. 11-year-old Josh Summer said several students complained because their fingers hurt and were bleeding.
Well, start spelling the words right, dummy.
Well,
I'm just teasing. Just teasing.
She told him, sit down and be quiet, which is about the same thing you said. The teacher, who had previous discipline notes in her file after throwing a shoe at a student.
How old is this lady?
Been suspended. I don't know.
What's
her name? Anna Garrett.
Garrett.
You can look her up. Anna Garrett, Florida teacher. I want to see the bloody fingers, okay?
Bloody fingers of children.
And once again,
That's a teaching technique. We used cornmeal, not sandpaper.
Oh, well,
that's
okay.
What they. If you have trouble like I do with dyslexia,
yeah.
That was to add tactile to it,
sure.
Helps you remember.
Did they smack your hand with a ruler?
Mm.
Is there a little Kevin inside who's still crying?
No.
He had to run at the.
No.
Officials in Chengdu, China, have been painting the grass a brighter shade of green in an effort to make residents happier. You will be happy,
says the great leader.
That's right. Yeah, the beatings will continue until
morale improves.
That's the one. Government spokesperson said people feel more positive, cheerful, and productive when spring is here and everything is green and new.
So let's force
weather
to do what we want.
China, they can do that.
Go to Olsen Field.
Yeah, but A little tough to get from Chengdu province to or Chengdu, China to Oakland.
They're bound to have a baseball field in China somewhere.
Actually, they could probably do Google Earth and get there. You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
But the plan apparently started backfiring once locals realized that they were being tricked. One resident said he noticed the scam when he walked across the lawn on his way back to work and the paint came off on his shoes.
Oh.
You can't do things halfway. Yeah, you can't. That's not a good thing.
They got some guy that works for the city out there with a can of Krylon doing touch-up.
Unless you're filming a movie. They painted all the grass in Field of Dreams. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
They did because they had just laid down the grass, and when the actors had to act on it, it all died. And so they spray-painted it, so the whole movie... That's fake.
Oh,
the grass is not really green.
They do that in the NFL every game.
Well, that's how we got
they
AstroTurf.
They really do. Yeah.
Because they put sod down in the Astrodome and...
wait a minute. This is inside.
Yeah, it's going to die. And it did. So there you
go. Well.
Florida dog didn't quite live up to man's reputation as man's best friend, that is. Accidentally shooting his owner in the leg with a .38.
How?
On a car ride. Well, the dog's owner... Gregory Lanier didn't know the gun resting on the floor of the truck was loaded.
Man, put the safety on, buddy.
Excuse me, that's his first... Okay, it's kind of on him, really. Let alone that there was a bullet in the chamber. That is until his dog accidentally kicked it, and it fired a bullet into Greg's leg.
Greg said... At least it didn't fire somewhere else.
Yeah, he heard a boom, saw smoke, felt a burning in his leg. Police did not arrest the dog, which is good.
Oh, that's nice.
In 2011, a yellow lab from Utah jumped on a 12-gauge shotgun, fired 27 pellets into his owner's butt.
I remember that.
That was get-even time.
I remember that.
Do you want to be seen? Here's a great way to. You can put your ad on my school bus. It builds brand aid and provides funding for our schools. Your ad will be seen every day by thousands of people as the buses travel around the community. And remember, school bus ads can travel to areas where billboards cannot. Call 281-962-4390. That's 281-962-4390.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Amish Furniture for Generations is the place to be this month for their Builder Special Sale, featuring Alvin Jr. Beachy Living Room Furniture with five different styles to choose from, including Cubic Mission and High Back Mission, all made in the USA. Plus, they're featuring Alvin Jr. Beachy number one selling bow arm gliders and ottomans, all at 10% off. Hurry in to Amish Furniture for Generations for their Alvin Jr. Beachy Builder Special Sale going on now. Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road just past Kroger.
Good morning, 8 till News Talk 1620 WTAW. We've got apps for our computers. We've got apps for our phones, apps for our e-readers. Soon we'll have apps for our cars, thermostats, refrigerators, and more. It is called the Internet of Things, and it refers to all the physical devices we can connect to the Internet. Sounds cool. At least that is until you realize that you're opening yourself up to, like, a hacker on your ice maker or something like that. It may not sound like a big deal to have a hacker get a hold of your thermostat or crank it as high as it'll go, but hackers could blow out the power grid. They did that. We'll see. And if the hackers are able to break into your printer, you could have an access they could have access to sensitive documents. In an interview with VentureBeat.com, a guy named Kevin McAfee, who has a company called Lookout Mobile, is calling on IT departments to keep an eye on their network flows to see that devices are communicating with what parts of the network and the ones that they should be. For instance, the Internet-connected office coffee maker, for instance, doesn't really need to communicate with your source code server. In addition, Kevin says device vendors should start doing some sort of penetration tests on their devices. Many of them don't get patched very often, and there could be a problem of what they could cause those machines to do. Hello?
Yeah, I was just wondering if that dog passed a criminal background check.
You know, that's an interesting point. I'm not sure. They probably need to get a paw print to see. And we already know that dogs act crazy sometimes. So, yeah. 7 till. State trooper turned lawmaker in Georgia intends to make it illegal for slow drivers to dawdle in the left-hand lane.
Oh, God, love him.
There you go. Bill Hitchens, he's a state rep now. He's proposed a bill that would require drivers to move to the right if they're going below the speed limit in the passing lane and cars are behind them. It strengthens current laws that are on the books and makes it clear that these folks face a fine for a moving violation. As Bill simply calls it, good manners. If somebody pulls up behind you, then move to the right and let them by. Even if you're going to speed limit and they want to speed, let them. I mean, you know, speed on. Hell ain't half full. So just, you know, let them go. But again, there are so many people that are idiots. I'm waiting to pull out from a shopatorium to turn left on Texas Avenue, okay?
Okay.
And I'm waiting in line because there's a car in front of me. Okay, I'm going to turn left onto Texas across 6 lanes of traffic. Somebody pulls up to my left and goes up to the front of the line.
Yeah, that's just rotten.
Okay, there's already somebody waiting in front of me to turn left, so how is this person who is now to their left going to fit in?
Maybe they have diarrhea. That's what I always tell myself so I don't get angry at bad drivers. Maybe
it's tax time, and the bottom line bookkeeping is ready. This is
main
staff. We want to thank you for allowing us to service your bookkeeping and tax needs for the last 30 years. We invite you to look us up on the web at bottomline.biz and also like us on Facebook. Be sure to call 691-2345 with any questions you might have and to set up your appointment. Thank you for voting us best of the Brazos for the last 7 years. At Bottom Line Bookkeeping, you know you are more than just a number to us.
Lights, camera, action. Hooray for Hollywood leaps from the silver screen, recreating more than 30 songs and dances live on stage. Featuring songs from Singing in the Rain and The Glenn Miller Story to Titanic and Hairspray. Hooray for Hollywood is musical entertainment for the entire family and a show you won't want to miss.
Presented by MSC Opus and Bluebell Creameries March 1st and 2nd. For tickets, call 845-1234.
We're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Hi, this is Debbie Davis. I have a show on Sunday morning that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is a program that interviews local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from the Brazos Valley. Tune in each week for new interviews and tips for your family. If you have an idea for the show, we'd love to include it on the air. Send it to idea@brazoswellness.com. Be sure to listen Sunday morning at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
When you're sliding into first and you're feeling something burst, diarrhea,
oh.
Diarrhea.
You
when
said
you're
it.
When you're sliding into third and when you juice the third, diarrhea.
Yeah.
Diarrhea.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
you're sliding into home and your shirts are full of foam, diarrhea.
Wow.
I haven't heard that forever.
I know. What a great movie, though. 1989, I think. That's Parenthood. Steve Martin and Mary Steenburgen. Those are the opening credits. I mean, that's how...
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's how it starts.
Yeah,
that's one of the cultural movies I need to tune into.
Well, you're the one who brought it up. I'm just saying, okay?
Hey, diarrhea was an item before some movie came out. I'm just saying.
Can we move on?
We are. We're going to move on to the germiest surfaces that you touch every day.
That'll give you diarrhea.
There you go. Could do that for you.
What were you saying about moving on?
Yeah, number 5 is your phone. Number 4 is your cutting board. Number 3 is laundry machines. Number 2, the remote control. And number 1, it says here, purses and wallets. Now, I find that interesting. Why would it be purses and wallets? Because that's a limited universe of people who touch those as opposed to...
Well, maybe they click around with coins in your purse all the time.
Could be laundry machines and things like that. You know, that would make sense. It says here also on the list, yoga mats. I don't even want to go there.
Slimy.
Yeah, I think so.
Wait, have either of you two ever actually done yoga?
No.
I have.
Well, that's surprising.
Tomorrow we're going to... Okay. Tomorrow we're going to do a story on chicken nuggets. You'll get to know more than you ever wanted.
Oh, don't ruin it.
Is this about the shapes?
Yeah.
I saw that.
Yeah, that's cool. Game of Thrones director says illegal downloads, in fact, benefit the show.
Sure they do.
Game of Thrones holds the title for the most pirated show in 2012, but one of the show's directors isn't really concerned about the piracy. He says he thinks that creates buzz for the show. Season 3 of Game of Thrones premieres March 31st. And again, George R.R. Martin, the creator dude, is going to be here to talk about that on the Texas A&M University campus, which is, you know, for people who like that. And I think we're going to probably talk to somebody from the show.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. It'll either be, I think it's either March 22nd or 23rd.
Is it?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, obviously, a lot of people do remember this day for the wrong reason. In 1993, the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms agents raided the Branch Davidian Church in Waco.
Actually, not in Waco. It was in a nearby
community. I know, but Waco gets the credit for it, if you will.